Welcome to the Rise Rooted podcast. If you're a mom who feels like you've lost yourself along the way, you have landed in the right spot. I'm your host, Catherine Middlebrooks, founder of BRB Yoga and postpartum health expert who has helped thousands of moms rebuild their bodies after baby. Each week, join me and my guests as we explore ways to create health in mind and body so that you can live a life you love. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I want to share my own journey with you. As I said in the last episode, I definitely don't have everything figured out, but I have been actively creating my life for some time now, and I've learned quite a few things along the way. So for me, everything in my life changed when my first child, my daughter Nora, was born. Leading up to her birth, I had built a life that very successfully ticked off all the important boxes you're supposed to tick off when you're building a life. Right, my husband and I both had good jobs. We were doing good, important work. We had bought our first house. We had plans for two kids, plans for a dog. Everything was proceeding the way that it, quote unquote, should. And honestly, I didn't think much about it until Nora arrived. And that girl, when she came, it really changed everything for me. It felt like to me that she activated the creative power that I hold within me. When I looked at her with just such immense love, and I recognized that I had a part in creating her life, this sense of just how much I was capable of creating really came over me. And yet, despite this sense of like, oh, I can make so much stuff, I was so bogged down by all the doing of life and doing of parenting that there was literally no time for creating. It felt like I was on hamster wheel, right? I would wake up, get us out the door to jobs and daycare, do my work, rush home, make dinner, and then get ready to do it all the next day. So despite having all the things that should make me fulfilled, all the boxes ticked off, it felt very heavy. Now, last episode, I talked about the angst that I see in so many women. The angst that's created when they have this creative energy within them wanting to get out, but they don't have any time or energy to do anything about it. There is something about that conflict that just feels, ugh, like something isn't right. And that was how I felt. And when I looked out into the future, I saw how easy it would be to continue on this path. Right? And basically carry that heaviness with me forever and just pretend that that angst wasn't there and that everything was just fine. I believe as women, we are all pretty good at pretending that things are just fine most of the time. So the big aha for me was realizing that the path that I was on was one I didn't create. You know, I didn't even really choose it. When I really looked at it, I realized that I landed on it almost by default, by just continuing to tick off the boxes of life that I thought I was supposed to tick off. Looking back now, I can see that what was really going on was that I had no sense, no realization of truly how limitless my options were. And that's something that I hope that I can really convey throughout the course of this podcast of just truly how limitless your options are and all of our options are in this world. So lucky for me, something that has always been true for me is that I really, really, really dislike that feeling of angst. For me, it propels me into this sort of action in a way that has served me very well throughout my life. So one day, I kind of laid it all out for my husband. I said, can we take a minute and look at our life? How did we get here? Is this what we really want to be doing? Is this what we want our life to look like in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years? And I told him that I thought it would be really valuable for us to spend some time thinking about the life that we actually wanted to live, the life that we wanted to create. Now, lucky for me, I have a husband who tends to be game for these sorts of conversations, so that was helpful. So we set aside an evening, we sat down and we cast our vision for what we wanted our life to look like 5 years from now. And not surprisingly, the lives that we wanted, the lives we were picturing, were quite inconsistent with the life we were living. Now, side note, I'm going to talk more about creating your own vision in another episode. But when we looked at the vision for our life, we discovered that we both wanted freedom in all sorts of forms. We wanted freedom of our time. We wanted freedom to do work that felt deeply meaningful to us. We wanted freedom to do more fun things and have more time with our kids. Basically, we wanted something completely different than the lives we were currently building. Now, that was a big moment for me. Because in that moment, when I saw what I actually wanted versus what I had and what I was doing, I couldn't unsee that, right? I couldn't just go back to living my life day by day and pretend that the life we were living was all I needed. It was like through creating that vision, I got a taste of what life could be. And yes, I had no idea of how to get there, but I knew what I wanted and I couldn't unsee it. So now we had this vision to drive us and we started to build that new life, step by step, tiny action by tiny action, literally day by day. It definitely wasn't quick, and it really wasn't very easy, if I'm being honest. Especially at that time, I was still working full-time. 2 years later, we added another baby, our son Wes. But we knew we were working towards something that felt important. So I began my online business, BRB Yoga. This allowed me to serve women in a way that felt extremely important and meaningful, and also ultimately would give me more control over my time, bringing me closer to that vision. Eventually, we grew that business to the point where I left my job and started working full-time on the business, and that was when we started working toward the next step of getting closer to the vision. For us, that looked like getting a real taste of location freedom by moving into an RV and traveling the U.S. So in June of 2017, we sold all our stuff, including our house, moved into a 35-foot fifth-wheel RV with our 4-year-old and 2-year-old, and we began to travel the country while also working to continue to grow my business. And my husband was beginning his own business. At that point, he left his job to begin building his own business. So the RV journey lasted for about 15 months before the RV broke irreparably, which is completely another story for another day. And ultimately, we settled in Southwest Colorado. But that RV experience shaped me in very profound ways. And these will be things that you see reflected in some of the content of this podcast. So what I learned in that RV experience, the first thing was that it confirmed to me that physical stuff beyond the basics really are unimportant, and in many cases, they just weigh you down. The second thing was that it allowed me to see the completely arbitrary nature of the typical 9-to-5, Monday to Friday schedule, and it allowed me to embrace something else, right? We were living a very unconventional life. We were traveling on random days, and so we were not living that 9-to-5 Monday to Friday schedule, and I loved it, and I realized that life could be structured in a different way. The third way that experience shaped me was by giving me deep, lengthy experiences in nature that truly changed the way that I think about myself, the way I think about the world, and the way I interact with the world. And then finally, and most importantly, that trip confirmed to me that this life is mine to create and shape. Truly, by stepping out of kind of the traditional life, it was like a new world of possibilities opened up to me. And obviously, yes, I still have to build this life in the context of my little family, but I realized that it is still very much mine to build. So now that the RV trip is done, we've settled in Durango, Colorado, and my husband and I just recently had another session where we sat down and cast our vision for the next 5 years. Now, this was a true full circle moment, because if you remember the first time we did this, the big realization was that, oh man, the life we're living looks nothing like the life we want. And then we had some serious work to do about that. But this time, it was so different, because the lives we are living honestly aren't too far from the life that we want. So all that angst is gone, thankfully. But the angst is gone, but the creative energy is still very much there. And that's a beautiful thing, because now, instead of sending that energy to kind of shape our life and turn the direction of our life, now I get to direct that energy to the things that I feel passionate about, things like this podcast that allow me to have a bigger impact on the world in various ways. So this is what I know to be true from my own experience. All of us, but especially women, are creators. We can shape the path of our lives in profound ways. And when we do so, we impact ourselves, obviously, but also our children, our families, our friends, and ultimately the world. So what I want you to always remember is that you matter to the world. I matter to the world. We all matter. So let's take care of ourselves so that we can show up as powerful creators in this one short life. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my story. See you soon. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Rise Rooted. You can find all the links mentioned in today's show at our website, brbyoga.com, as in be right back. And if you're looking for support to heal your post-baby body, please head to our website. There you'll find our courses for core, pelvic floor, and hip health, as well as free masterclasses and blog posts designed to teach you how to feel your best in your post-baby body. And yes, that even applies to you if you had your baby 30 years ago. If you enjoyed today's show, please consider subscribing and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or posting a screenshot of today's episode to Instagram. Doing so makes my day and helps other moms find the show. Thanks so much for being here. Till next time.